6:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and tomorrow you can join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast live from the opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show at the Georgia World Congress Center. We'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 as the largest and long-running boat show in the region gets underway.
Allie, when we walked in this morning, you were glowing.
What
in the world happened to you last night? Because, boy, I don't know if y'all noticed, she was humming. She had a little skip to her step. She was in quite the good mood. I was like, man, she really did wake up and have an early cup of coffee this morning.
I had a moment last night where I was like, how in the world am I in this room right now? How did this happen?
You mean at your house?
No,
like
not
the
at my house.
Den area? Mm-mm. No. Okay.
No, not at my house.
I
do want to preface, we will get into all the candidates up at Flower Branch in a moment. But last night, the committee that was trying to push Dale Murphy to the Hall had kind of a thank you party. And Dale reached out personally to Grant and asked us to come last night.
Wow.
And I mean, I walked in, I look around and go, is that the governor?
Wow. No way.
Allie was in with the big wig.
Wow.
I was just like,
just
looking
rubbing
around.
Elbows.
I was looking around like, how in the world am I in here? And all these writers and other media members kept coming up to Grant just being like, I follow you. I love your work. And I'm just like,
man.
That's my husband.
Yeah, so handsome.
But it was a great night because Dale and Nancy were so gracious and they were so humble about everything. They gave everyone kind of like a to-go present, you know, as a thank you. But here's how humble Dale Murphy is. He didn't want to give away a photo of himself because he was like, that's weird. He gave away like a photo that he had drawn of Willie Mays because it's his dream to be in the Hall with Willie Mays.
That's
wow.
pretty cool.
Isn't that insane?
Did he sign it like an art, like
yes,
artist do?
That's pretty
so
cool.
It was just unbelievable. And they're just so excited, you know, in the next 3 years to maybe get to try again. Because
yeah.
they're like, it's bigger than us now. You guys did this whole thing. So it was just unbelievable to be there.
I wondered why the vibes were high. And there you have it. I knew something. There was something there to pull out, man. So kudos, though, to everybody involved. That sounds like a really cool night.
And we have a lot of work to do in the next 3 years to make sure that Dale Murphy gets in the Hall.
How many people were there? Put Dale in the Hall.
Yeah.
Seriously.
How many people were at the event?
Probably 24.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm trying to get a read of the room, but that's actually crazy when you just mentioned some of the names you mentioned. So, okay. That makes it even crazier. That makes it even more powerful.
I know. All right. I was like, why am I here? And I did tell Grant afterwards, I was like, you know, you can go to these things like by yourself if you need to mingle a little bit more. So I'm not like in tow. And he's like, no, I want you there. I'm like, okay. All right. So very cool night. And we do have some work to do over the next 3 years. But in the coming days, there are going to be some interviews happening up at Flowery Branch. The Falcons have requested an interview with Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham, who has spent the last 4 seasons with the Bears, worked with the Eagles previously, and the Falcons have also put in a request to interview 49ers director of scouting and football operations, Josh Williams. So he's going to be going for the president spot. Did we not already kind of have an inkling of who the president of football operations was going to be?
Of course, yeah. I think we all kind of do and we all kind of suspect, but it doesn't mean that I'm a fan of at least the process, right? You want to make sure no stone goes unturned and make sure that, you know, you're lifting the lid off all these things. There's no bad that can come from any of these interviews, right? There's only good that can come from these interviews. I know there's probably a couple of Falcons fans out there in their car rolling their eyes right now, but there's only good that can come from talking to people. And the bottom line is, by talking to people about the president spot, some of these guys' names might pop up in some other role along the way, and you know you can kind of calculate it that way. But I don't see anything wrong with it.
You also kind of get insight on what other teams are doing and how they run things because you talk to them and you're like, well, you know, a lot of times they'll give you plans of how they've done it other places. They also are interviewing Mike Disner, who is the chief operating officer of the Lions. And Brant Tillis, who is the Panthers executive vice president of football operations. Both of those guys are also interviewing for the president's job. And honestly, the guy from the Lions, Disner, if you like do some background work, I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, he's been so is Tillis. But actually, both those guys are extremely impressive. As far as their cap guys, and they've done a lot of cap work. And before Disner went to the Lions, he worked with the Cardinals, and You know, he got some deals done with guys like, you know, Larry Fitzgerald and Patrick Peterson. And before Tillis left Kansas City, where he was also the VP of football, he before he went to Carolina State, he was in Kansas City. And he's the guy that did that massive Patrick Mahomes deal that kind of continues to change. He was there from 20. He was the VP of football there. And these guys all have 15 plus years experience. So, if Matt Ryan was going against these guys in merit alone, as far as, executive roles, he would be the last candidate.
Yeah, we'd have ourselves a situation on hand.
Yeah. So I do believe that Ryan is, I do believe that the reason why you want Ryan to do it is because it's more than a job for him. And he's also a guy that knows what winning organizations are supposed to look like from a player standpoint and from how a building works. And those guys, and he can allow his GM and coach to kind of do the things that they're supposed to do. Remember, too, real quick, we have a cap guy here. His name's Chris Olsen. And he's really freaking good. And he's the guy that did the Kirk Cousins structure that was done right before the Saints game as well.
I do wonder, have we, and maybe y'all can answer this question, I really genuinely don't know. Has the organization, did they use the terminology director of football operation or president of football operations? Or is that something we've all kind of come up with? What's the term they've put out for who they're looking for?
Team president.
Team president.
Of foot, but team president is what you've heard, but it's also, Falcons president of football operations. It's because I had a conversation and it was, I said this on Monday and I've tried to get some clarity, but everything I've heard sounds exactly like this job will be football ops and it will be just over football. Like this Matt Ryan or Josh Williams or whoever that gets this won't be having to deal with, well, what should we set ticket prices at? Or, hey, what should our marketing campaign be? That's going to be Greg Beadle's thing.
Yeah. Also, from my understanding, like you're talking about, the same way I look at it is, like you essentially took what Rich McKay used to do 10 years ago and you split it into two jobs. And you left one side of the business side of it with the Greg Beatles, and you're bringing in somebody else for the football side of it, and you're kind of moving forward that way. I just wondered structurally what they're calling it, because I think there's some validity to having these conversations with other front office executives and going, well, what's y'all structure? Like, mm-hmm. What's your job with this other team? How do y'all kind of set the hierarchy and look at things that way? And it's not that Arthur Blank just can't – it's not that he can't pick up a phone and just call another owner. We know that he has owner friends and – billionaires hang out with billionaires or whatever else it may be. But I think there's a lot of value in questioning all these candidates, saying, what's y'all structure? How does it work? Do you like it? What is the way y'all go about your business in these roles? And it sounds like they're bringing in a lot of bright people, which, like I said off the top, can't possibly be a bad thing.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. I mean, honestly, if I was looking at resume alone, I'd probably hire Mike Disner right now. And if it was second, I'd hire Brant Tillis just because of how much expertise they have in doing things. But then again, I go to look back at it and I understand the 2026, I almost said 25. The new way of thinking is the more you can do garbage, but screw that. Like, I'm sick of that crap. Like, all that does is have too many people wearing too many hats and too many chefs in a kitchen. I would love for if Matt Ryan was to say the guy that comes in here and just oversees everything, and when people ask him, hey, I got it, what would you think of this? Then maybe he'd make a decision. But I'd love for him just be in a position to oversee and kind of, if he sees something that doesn't look right to him, then kind of step in. But other than that, I'd love my GM to go pick players and obviously in lockstep with my coach. But I'd also like my cap guy to just worry about the cap. I don't want my team president worrying about the cap and worrying about this, right? I tend to think that sometimes, and I'm not saying this organization is that way, but like, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like sometimes we're doing too many things and then we lose focus on what our sole job should be. And I wonder if bad organizations have fallen into that, and have we fallen into that? Because I don't know, but I would rather it not be that way.
Yeah, I don't think the Falcons have fallen into that, but I definitely could see where you'd look from outside this organization and go, dude, y'all got way too much going on. Let's keep the main thing. You know, the World Cup venture and the US soccer thing and the TGL, and it's like, bro, can we just win? Can we just win the NFL game and then talk about all the satellite companies hanging around? Yeah, I can see that. Sure.
Well, and if you are Brant or Mike or Josh coming in to interview for this president job, are you like, all right, I'll just practice my interviewing skills on
for
this?
For sure. Like, because Allie, it's the same thing on their side of it that I'm talking about. There's no downside.
Yeah.
There's a lot of value in meeting people around the league, putting out a good impression, you know, and having some of those conversations. Who's to say that somebody involved in this organization doesn't land somewhere else down the road? And that's the thing with the NFL. You don't ever burn a bridge, period. And you definitely take every phone call that you can.
Well, coming up, we've got some college football to talk about this week. Semifinals are coming up fast, and we have the first Mac drop of 2026.
Wow, no pressure.
No pressure at all. It's on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.